doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno. Really pleased to catch up once again with Richard Evans, strategic lead for disability at England Netball. Rich, great to speak to you again.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
Yep, always good to hear from you. And remind us, first of all, about the blended netball launch taking part this week as part of National School Sports Week.
Yeah, so this week is National School Sports Week, as you said, and we've got a number of things that have been out. We've been doing live events for our primary and secondary school age blended netball, which is our new program for deaf and disabled girls in mainstream schools, but also mainstream netballers, and how they can get involved in leadership through the program. So we're really excited to have a secondary school program.
This is part of a leadership program. Maybe not just that netball side as well.
It's a peer-to-peer program, and it is led by mainstream girls, mainstream netballers. They could be club players, they could just be in the school team. And the idea is that they're delivering the hard skills of netball, the teaching netball, but of course they are receiving life skills from communication, leadership, you know, working outside your chosen peer group, empathy as well. And the resources are actually written for the teenage girls to be able to deliver. It's written in their language rather than my language or a teacher's language, so it should be really easy to pick up. But the leadership element is so important, because these are going to be the future coaches, and if they have this experience working with deaf and disabled girls, then the way that is going to influence their thinking going forward over the decades to come is going to really mean that para netball is solidified. It's going to be around for the next 20, 30, 40 years, and is only going to grow. So the leadership element is such an important part of blended netball.
It's been something that's been planned a while, but how easy has it been to launch something like this at a time that's been quite unprecedented, to be honest?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've been talking, I've talked on this podcast at least a couple of times around blended netball, or peer-to-peer learning, certainly. And it's deeply embedded in our strategy as well. We've actually been developing this pretty much for 2 years, from concept through to being able to publish. We've done a bunch of testing, we've had focus groups, we've spoken with teachers, we've done an awful lot to get the kind of the right content, the right assets in place to be able to launch. I think it's always difficult sometimes to launch a big national program at any time, but right now is definitely a testing time. But with National School Sports Week, it seems like the ideal time to launch it, especially ahead of the new school year and secondary schools back in September. And, you know, I'm sure in time we'll reach a level of normalcy in the new term, maybe not straight away. But now's a good time to talk about it, as people are starting to look ahead to the new academic year and planning for that too.
You've been on before. Had people already been in touch about getting involved with Blended?
Yeah, we've had a registration form on our website, so englandnetball.co.uk/paranetball. We've had that registration form up probably since the start of this year, really. From things, you know, conversations like we've had, and for other announcements that we did a promotional video in the start of the year. So schools have already started to register their interest over the first 6 months of the year, and I think we've had about 100 schools sign up already, which is fantastic. And yeah, we really hope that number builds as we get as many member schools signed up, but also this is open to the schools who aren't England Netball members at this point as well. So we're hoping to welcome new schools into the fold, as well as offer something new for current members.
These resources, will they be available online for people to find out more information about it?
Yes, the actual content of Blended Netball will be free. It'll be freely available on England Netball website. It's content that we don't want to put behind a paywall as such. The only thing that we would ask is that you register so we've got your details, as it's important that we you know, find out how many people are actually taking part in the program. So there's you know, a sign up so we know who's downloading them, but as far as yeah, making them freely available, absolutely they are free, they will be freely available from the new academic year, and they're basically PDFs that people can download. And it takes students from who have never maybe even caught a ball, certainly not a netball size ball, all the way through, you know, movement, passing, defending, and of course shooting, the thing that everyone seems to love to do, all the way through to match play. So it takes people from that absolute entry level all the way through to match play in the space of 6 to 12 weeks. There's six programs that people can go through, but there's enough content in there to at least have 12 sessions of netball being delivered.
We've seen online quite recently as well, webinars. Is that going to be there for teachers as part of it?
Yeah, so what we are encouraging teachers to do is to sign up to the registration form that I just mentioned. That's on englandnetball.co.uk/paranetball. And you just click on the blended logo, because we're going to be running a whole suite of webinars where we will go through in more detail with teachers and show people what it looks like, talk about the leadership program, how it taps into leadership programs like Passing Your Passion, which we run, but also things like Duke of Edinburgh. And because for us, the leadership element is as much as the special educational needs element that's in there. They, you know, I mentioned already that it is a peer-to-peer program, and that is absolutely at the heart of it. It is as much for mainstream girls as it is for girls with a disability in school settings. So the webinars will be where people can find out more in the short term, and certainly as they maybe are looking to plan for the term ahead, they'll be able to ask questions. They'll also get to meet their officer, their county officer, if they are a non-member school too. So they'll be on there to say a quick hello. So if people want an in-depth and want to see it and kind of ask me questions, I'll be hosting them, so people will be able to speak to me directly. Then, yeah, signing up for the webinars is the way to do. The webinars are free and will run later on in the year, and you just sign up on the England Netball website.
Part of the strategy as well was trying to achieve 5,000 deaf and disabled people and get them participating in netball programmes by 2021. Just thought I'd ask you how you're doing with those, with that.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. The response that we've had, you know, pretty much since we started talking a couple of years back, really, to where we are now, the response has been absolutely fantastic. It was... Yeah, the figure you're talking about, the 5,000 figure. So we had an aspiration, and we put it in writing in the strategy that we wanted 5,000 deaf and disabled people to participate in an England netball program, you know, over 3 years, from 2018 to 2021. And 2 years in, we just got the end of year numbers in just last month or so. And we're already at, I think, what are we at? 6,285 in just 2 years. So that figure, that 5,000 figure, which was absolutely an aspirational figure, we've beaten it, which is absolutely fantastic. Obviously, this year's meant that the figures are going to be slightly different, so it's always great to get it done in 2 years rather than three.
Even with the likes of COVID as well, that kind of figure is really something, on your point, you'd be really proud of as well.
Absolutely, and I think what's I found so pleasing about it is actually so many of the people that have been taking part have been doing it through our products and programs. So it's been through things like Back to Netball and Walking Netball, New to Netball as well, all of these different products and programs that maybe aren't seen by clubs, but these are new people coming into the sport and discovering netball, well, at least for the first time, and possibly, you know, coming back to netball and falling in love with netball again. And we're talking 3-4-fold increases in those products and programs, and of course clubs as well has just gone up massively. The interest in our core inclusive clubs has increased dramatically. Our competitions went from 36 players and up to nearly 200 odd in 1 year. So the appetite is absolutely there, and it just opens up so many possibilities to be a sport that now talks about thousands of deaf and disabled people playing netball rather than hundreds. Just makes an awful big difference in the way that we kind of frame things, the way that we talk about things, the way that we can kind of headline things as well.
And it would seem that as things get slowly back up and running, there's a strong chance that blended netball could be one of the first little schemes that are back up on court?
Yeah, the nice thing about blended netball is that it's like I said, it's a peer-to-peer program, and what's meant by that really is that it is a hands-off approach from a coaching point of view from our staff, but also from a teacher's point of view. It's very much around pupil-to-pupil interaction and pupil-to-pupil delivery. And because it's done in a school setting, and schools look like they're set to go back in September, certainly in one form or another, that actually, you know, netball and being outdoors could be absolutely key and instrumental in those early kind of PE lessons as people start to get back to some sort of activity in September. And it might not be September, you know, we know this. It could be October.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit later than that. But, you know, having this in place ready for September, that as soon as PE teachers or SEN coordinators want to, you know, take up netball again, it's available to them with staff support from England Netball, with the county offices in place to be able to support them and to start actually getting some reporting done back on netball, some development done on netball. So that is really exciting to see schools going back. And of course, this being a schools program means that hopefully netball will be played.
I just wondered, what have you taken personally from this time? I mean, that team around you at England Netball and the universal support?
All organisations have kind of been thinking on their feet. We're having to make really sprightly decisions. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is often England Netball can feel like a juggernaut, or can feel something that's quite a big thing that you're trying to turn and maneuver. And actually what this time has shown is that actually we are adaptable, we are changeable, we are open to suggestion, and we listen. Even it doesn't matter whether you're an exec or whether you're someone else who's maybe a volunteer, we're able to listen. And obviously we can't do everything and can't be all things to all people. But I think that's one of the things that's really struck me, is actually the openness of a national governing body to its staff, its volunteers, its players, and its coaches. And it does mean sometimes that there's decisions that we don't want to hear, don't have to make. But, you know, it's hard to sometimes balance announcements which often come at very late notice, as we've seen with the 5 o'clock government briefings and what we're doing. But the willingness of staff to put in the hours to make sure that there is a social media post that goes up following a 5 o'clock announcement that affects something, that gives some level of clarity, has been incredible to see. That reactiveness of what can seem like such a big organization from time to time.
I dropped that on you, so well done. Best place to find out more? Can people email you, or is everything now online on the England Netball website?
Yeah, for Blended Netball, the best thing to do is to sign up by registering your interest. We'll notify you when those webinars are going to happen. But also, even if you didn't want to take part in the webinars, you'll then be the first to know when it actually goes live on the website. So yeah, please register for Blended Netball, and you can do that through the England Netball website /paranetball. And then you'll find there's a Blended Netball icon, and just click on that and it takes you through, and you just register your details. I think it's just your name, email address, and county. That's all it is, and it'll keep you in the loop. And as soon as we are able to share more through the webinars, or able to launch the program in the new school term, you'll be the first to know. So that is absolutely the place to go. And of course, if there's any questions or any suggestions, you can always email me, which is richard.evans@englandnetball.co.uk.
Richard, thanks again for your time, and good luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
I'll be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.